Good morning. How are you? It's kind of later in the day for me, so I can't say. It's still morning. It's still morning. Get credit. Hey, do y'all feel different when it's after 12 and the motherfucker takes you good morning, or it's like 11:30 and the motherfucker like good afternoon? And I'm like, come on, dog. Like, come on. It's after noon. Noon is 12. It's afternoon. You got to work with me sometimes, people. Hey, also, that A be a little loud. And I feel it today. Ugh. Gotta do a better job cleaning this cup. Disappointed. What's the most adult thing that you do that you, kind of understand? The most adult shit that I understand is when you spend your money on something and it's not good, but you still finish it because you like, I spent my money. Man, my dumb ass got this raspberry coffee creamer, and this shit kind of fucks with me because I only have coffee select days. So with me only having coffee, it's like 3 times a week, like type shit. So why the fuck I'm walking through the store with this raspberry creamer? It's like white chocolate raspberry. And in my mind, I'm like, nigga, you don't even like raspberry. Like, I'm reasoning with myself. Like, bitch ass nigga, put it back. I walked this shit to the counter and paid for it. And now I am sad as I sip. Okay. It had a nasty ass. It's still a little aftertasty, but I could deal. So just with the raspberry creamer, that's one thing. And also, I noticed that I have to work because certain shit I just can't eat all fucking day. Like, I can eat pizza. I get a pizza and I can eat a pizza for probably like 3 days. 3-4 days if I'm feeling freaky. Really three. I'm tripping. Because I'm banging some pizza. Pizza my shit. I get two for real. Two. Definitely two. For sure. That's what I did. When I was going through money woes. Like, I was fucked up a couple weeks ago. Man, nigga, I got a pizza. I had a pizza and chilled my bitch ass out. I got two pieces. I broke them bitches down. I froze one. And then I was eating on the other one. Man, what? Definitely. But my stomach not set up for ramen noodles. To eat ramen noodles for a whole week, I cannot. I shan't. I won't. Man, my stomach could be toe up from the flow up. And I just can't do that to myself. I love me. I love me too much. And with me loving me too much, yeah, man, sometimes you gotta figure your shit out. But that's some adulting things. I'm approaching 40, so my knee been hurting like the last 2 years, so you gotta catch up on the body parts. That shit don't make no never mind. That's one thing. Knowing that you gotta go to work. I remember a time when I had a job, I could work if I wanted to because another nigga was paying the bills. So I had freedom. I'm, oh, no, I ain't fuck with this weekend, big blood. Shit. Every time I'm you gonna see me 5 times. In 1 week, a nigga gonna see me 5 times. Some location gonna see me 5 times. I'm sorry. That's just how the game is. what's something else? Oh, but for years I've been like this. I've been like this since the halfway house, for real. I don't just put like, I'm never putting 10 or 15 in my car. Unless 10 or 15 gonna fill me back up. Dog, I'm putting 40, 30. It's hitting. The adult me not gonna play $5-$10. Kid, $5-$10. Shit, I got the 10. No. That shit just not gonna do that for me no more. I ain't playing with that shit. Like, no. I'm straight. The adult thing in me is you monitor how much you eat out. You be like, yo, like, I had to chill. The only good shit about me working in food, I can steal some shit. And I actually kind of almost like Wingstop. Like, I can eat it. Like, it's bullshit food. It's tenders. So, I can eat some tenders. Like, I ain't tripping off that. And then I get to cook them bitches myself. I get to see the process. I know I love my shit when I throw it in there. I be like, yep, I pull my shit out at the right time. Not saying that we don't do that any other time, but I take special care of my shit. And I had another adulting thing. I missed my exit yesterday, and I actually came in and apologized to people for being late. Like, my bad about being late, man. That's on me. And that's some adult shit. And not letting niggas play with the days that you told them you can't come to work. That shit, too. That's some adult shit, too. Like, hey, Bloodbath, I'm new here. I ain't even get into my gym training. Y'all gonna let me bullshit around this bitch. Talking about, hey, you sure you want 3 days off? Bitch, did I say I didn't? And does, motherfucker? Like, I ain't in charge of this bitch yet. And I'll probably jug on niggas then. Probably do like 2 opens to close. In that bitch. And then thug the rest of my life out. That's what fuck I should do. Do an open to close on Sunday. And then get Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Up my hours up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, y'all niggas get. But just speak about the adult thing to do. Also, apologizing is an adult thing to do. And it's touchy because apologizing don't always come with, hey, I felt like this was right. Or, hey, I made a mistake. Sometimes you apologize just because you value the person. And that's the most bullshit in the world, but it's so true. One thing about being a man is, fuck being right. Can you understand me? Can I understand you? Can you coexist? Can I coexist? That's the most important shit. I used to be one who wanted to be anal and wanted to be, hey, man, a cool job's a cool motherfucker, show me what it is. And then me being a cool motherfucker in work, becoming that, it's like, man, you know this shit, like, god damn. Niggas, some niggas be making it hard for they self. Like, they really make it hard for they self. And with them making it very hard for their self, I don't think that they understand that it's an easier way. It's an easier way. And apologizing fix shit too, man. Apologizing is damn near up there just like, well, I can't say money. But it's close. It's definitely close. Because you can have all the money in the world. If you can't never apologize to say you wrong, motherfuckers gonna look at you like, man, fuck that. Nigga, that's why you get to have money. They gonna look at you and be like, nigga, you one of them niggas that gotta have money. Because you don't know, you don't have a cool factor without it. That's what I think a lot of times people, we as people, humans, things of that nature miss out on. The little shit that make us that. I preach and I speak to it all the time. That when we were younger, we were cooler. Because we didn't have money. We didn't have the best shit. Come on, man. Some niggas who we know have had personality from birth. Till now, personality. Twine leave me in awe because he do that shit. He just put it on. He just start being himself. I have to warm up to the environment to be myself. I have to warm up. I got to fuck with you to be myself. Twine going to be him. He going to be him. And I love that nigga for that. He'd be like, shit, man, fuck that nigga. He'll say some shit to a customer. He'll play with a customer. He do all that shit. That nigga got it. A customer got better opportunity playing with me before I play with them. And then I'm going to look at them niggas like they weird. Like, get your weird ass on. But yeah, sometimes you just got to be a cool nigga. Or individual. That's a very adult thing to do. Finding things that build substance in you. Liking you. God damn, that's the adult thing to do. Really liking you. Really fucking with you. Yeah, asking niggas to fuck with you and you wouldn't fuck with you. That's some of the craziest shit in the world. Fuck with your boy. Nigga, you don't like you. The fuck I want to hang out with you for? Nigga, you don't even like you. And it shows. It shows. Nigga, you go around dusty. You go around not smelling good. Man, you know how embarrassed I'd be if a motherfucker was like, hey, you stink, fam. Me? Man, what? I'll probably go to my room and cry. The fuck? That's why I wash my ass, man. That's an adult thing to do. Wash your ass. Spread your cheeks, man. Let some soap and water get in that motherfucker, man. Niggas be around this bitch stinking in adults. Nigga, who raised you? I'm gonna get that part. As I rub on my shoulder, talking about shit, body. So, yeah, my shoulder been fucked up for a little minute. Me and L debate came back up. Wallow and Gil did it. Keisha ended up sending it to me. So when Keisha sent it to me, I fucked around and I sent it to L. So Wallow, Gil and Wallow was talking about having getting a massage. But before that, I've been watching Gil and Wallow for a long time. Like, before they got big, before they got the deal, when they just used to do a whole bunch of little skits when they was creating content. So one of the funniest ones, one of the ones that I love the most, is when Gil tell a story about Wallow at the party. I think he said it's the quarter party or the nickel party or something like that. 50 cent party. It was at a party. And, you know, a nigga seen a girl. I guess it was, you know, giving each other ass. So her man walked away. He said he went over there. He started, you know, talking to her. They started dancing. And he's like, with them start dancing, her boyfriend came back. So he was like, he was like, this nigga, you know, I think he said this nigga was a big nigga. And he was like, man, I know how to play it. So he said, dog tapped him like, hey, man, that's my girl. And he said he was dancing. He was like, nigga, you better play with something safe. Hey, he said the next day he knew. He said, Gil was dragging him out the party. He said that nigga hit him so fucking hard. He said that nigga woke up in the car and he was like, hey, hey, what happened? He's like, man, young boy knocked you out. And he was like, knock me out. Where he at? Where he at? And he was like, man, he gone, man. We in the car. He was like, oh, man. He was like, I'm so happy. He was like, man, that nigga hit hard as hell. And then he went on to apologize. Like, I should have been that disrespectful. That shit was funny. But I digress. Gil told Wallow, they was talking about getting a massage. And with them talking about getting a massage, Gil was like, you don't get butt ass naked. He was like, nigga, you trying to fuck. Like, I don't get that shit. Like, nigga, at least the draws on. So they going back and forth. And this is the same conversation me and L had. And L ended up telling me, like, he was like, oh, he always get ass naked. And I'm like, nigga, you're totally comfortable. My masseuse has been making fun of me for the longest for my Nike socks. She'd be like, you in these socks? Yeah, baby, you don't want to see what's up under you hoes. But my shit is like, no, I want to be comfortable. My feet get cold. My feet get cold fast. Oh, man. Hell no. Hell no. And L said a bitch moved, not a bitch, my fault. L said a chick moved his motherfucking dick. Like, his shit was little. She was like, excuse me. And the nigga L was like, well, shit, I ain't gonna, he's like, bro, I ain't gonna fight for you if you ain't gonna fight for you. He said the dick wouldn't even get hard. He was like, she just kept on letting him do it. I mean, he just kept on letting her do it. Oh, that shit was funny, man. L a sick bastard at times, man. And that's why I appreciate him. He's sick. Oh, why at work they tried to play me? Oh, did I talk about that already? I don't know. I'm high. I'm not about to do that shit again. I'm not about to give all that that substance and stuff up. So, how are we feeling about this atmosphere? Oh shit, I could do this. Oh shit, who sent it to me? It was probably Jen. It's probably Jen's. Let me see. Yeah, everybody agreeing with me except for JoJo weird ass. JoJo the only weirdo. Oh no, I sent it off to everybody. I'm fucked up. So I sent off. They said one of these songs gotta go. Okay, it's I'm in love with a stripper. It's that LL. I'm gonna love you better. It's what? What's the Lloyd? Bartender. Lloyd Hughes. Miguel Short Thing. Lovers and Friends. What's the first one? And Love You Better. That. Let me go back through. Love You Better. Bartender would be the second one to go off. It'd be LL and then it'd be Bartender. Bartender was straight. He could have did something else. That Lovers and Friends though is number one. Ain't nobody taking that away from me. Cause that's from when I was a younger adult. Bitch, no. No. Joe's the only one that said you with that Lil Wayne. That Lloyd and Wayne. Pfft, what? Why did I say Lil Wayne? I don't know why I said little. Not even Lil Wayne. I'm fucked up. So yeah, Joe's the only one that said that. Juice said LL. Amanda said LL. Hey man, it's the LL. That Love You Better was, it was cool. It was cool. But I couldn't believe it. I was like, this the nigga that did Mama Gonna Knock You Out? Been around for a minute. That nigga career is nice. My shit is just with that, but it was different. It's fucking different, man. Fucking different. It hit different times and shit too. So with shit hitting at different times. Excuse me. I don't like dropping people shit off. How about that? I don't be wanting to do that shit. I had to drop cuz off some food. Cuz acted like the hoe he is. But that's my cousin. I love that nigga. Like, really love him. That's why I dropped the food off. Man, I get off work and drop some food off to a nigga. Every time I drop food off and it's late at night, I have an attitude. I don't know why. I'm upset at that shit. Shit, I just want to go home, lay around. But then I force myself to get up. I have a routine. I gotta get back into my routine, and money will help. Money will help me get back into my routine. I ain't been to the gun range in so fucking long, and it's only probably been like 2 months. I do want a new blicky. There's certain things I gotta do. I know I want my gun for my birthday, so I damn near gotta buy that bitch now. Like, buy it now. to get that shit, because god damn, that shit so much. But having a routine is an adult thing to do. Asking people, having a sex conversation as an adult and not as a, all right, this is what we about to do. Find out what people like and don't like. And if you don't like a lot of shit, I don't like you. It's just that simple. I'm not fucking with nobody that don't like a lot of shit. Like, if your list is long as fuck of shit you don't like, and it don't even out to the shit you like, it'd be like, hey, man, just say you don't like life. Just say, and then I got it covered. Because clearly you don't like me and I'm in life. I don't like how life does sometimes, but I like life. That's the shit that's more for me. More for me. I get that. I adulted. I switched some beds around. And with me switching the beds around, it's like I'm growing or something. excuse me. I don't know if I'm having a growth spur or what. It's a lot of people that's little to me. Like, I don't get that. I got out the car on my man's yesterday and shit, and dog was like, god damn. He's like, man, why you look so big? And I was like, hey, man, it's always been a nigga. He's like, I don't know, nigga. And then I pulled up on, well, he pulled up on me to get some food, because he work at Taco Bell. We just been chilling and shit. He pulled up on me to get some food and shit. And this nigga had me in the hood Sunday. I should have beat his fucking ass. Nigga had me in the hood. He had me over there off, excuse me, Evergreen in 96 or something. Some shit like that. Man, I damn near want to whoop his ass. I had the pistol out there. I was only out there like 2 minutes, too. And I dropped some food off to him. Man, I did, Sunday, I did two drop-offs. Because YB ain't been feeling good. So since YB ain't been feeling good, I kicked it. I just been taking her food and shit. Looking out for her, taking her food. What? The first night she wanted Wingstop, then she complained about that like a girl and kept on complaining about it and talking about how trash it is. What happened after that? It was Wingstop. It was Wendy's. When I was driving, I probably was blowed. This was the time it was on me because she wasn't feeling good and I was... no, she got to take a little blame too, but a small percentage. Just because YB wasn't feeling good and shit, and with YB not feeling good, she I hit her up like, "Yo, you hungry?" She like, "No, this was Monday," and she said like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Well, let me know what you want, and I'll bring you something." All right, don't hear shit. So I called her. No, I started driving. I called her because I know I had to shoot to the bank to get some cheese. So with me calling her and shit, I'm over here by Tropical Smoothie. I'm over here by Jersey Mike's. I'm over here by Wendy's. Like, what you want? She like, I want a strawberry salad. My dumb ass is Beyond right over there across the street from Tropical Smoothie. Beyond right there. Why the fuck did my dumb ass didn't even say shit? Because she like, I want a strawberry salad. And I'm like, this nigga here. So I'm like, I don't know too much about Tropical Smoothie salads. Like, what you trying to do? Like, we get Wendy's? So I'm like, she ain't say shit in enough time, which was 2 seconds, but it felt longer. I drive to Wendy's to get her the apple. I drive to Wendy's. She, I don't want no Wendy's. I'm like, well, what do you want then? Because that shit, it irritate me a lot. The indecisiveness. So, she's one of them. Let me look at the menu. Bitch, you don't know what you want from here. Why the fuck would you send a nigga someplace and you don't even know what they want? I have to look at the menu. That's not some of the most girlish shit in the world. I'm so happy that Jesus didn't give me a daughter. I'm so fucking happy. I can't say that, the kid. I would love my daughter. I would. I think I would have a special bond with her. A very, very special bond. Because Kari, Curry my nigga. I can't wait till Curry get a little bit older. And I find my, like, a good space in life. I'm spoiling the fuck out of her. Curry has always showed me love. Where her brothers act light-skinned and shit, Curry about to jump in my hand. Where you been? What you doing? Curry showed me love. I don't know why. Probably because that was the first time that, like, when I held Curry, she was, like, 2 days. She was, like, 2 fucking days old. And I was like, oh, shit. And then me and Curry had a love-hate relationship. But Curry loving on me. I gotta waste my money getting my baby in cheerleading again. Because adults definitely fucked that up for me. But the indecisiveness of YB. Man, YB, she just had me hot. So she was like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, man, I done text you a little minute. Like, nigga, I done took a shower. I done bullshit around, smoked, took a shower, and started driving. Like, I was on the phone. Me and Emmy was talking. I was on the phone with her ass for probably like 20, 30 minutes. And I'm like, in this time frame, it been over an hour. Like, nigga, you could have shot me anything. So I got her apple salad. She's like, she ain't want shit. Took her to salad, cussed her out. Washed my clothes. I didn't cuss her out. But I got me some Wendy's too. Spicy chicken sandwich. It was decent. It was decent at best. I fucked with dog for a little minute. And then after I fucked with dog, and dog was the salad. I mean, the spicy chicken sandwich. I got me a lemonade. Because I'm like, you at home. You you got strapped. What you having strep? No soup for you. No juice for you. So her punk ass see my pink lemonade and was like, she like, can I have some? But I'm like, no, you sick. And you ain't been being good. So no. Why she half ass trying to eat the salad? My fault, I fucked up a part. I mixed the salad for her. Mixed it in the mixing bowl, threw that bitch around, put, I'm like, would you like salt or pepper on it? I'll take pepper. The pepper on there, made sure everything was straight, bring it to her in the bowl. She around there playing with that shit, and then did the little kid shit. She, let me fuck with some of that lemonade. And I did the adult shit. Eat a little bit more of that salad. Eat a little bit more of that salad, you can have some. And she like, why I feel like a kid? Cause I'm like, nigga, you is. The fuck you at? Hey. How you act and your height gives off kid. That's any woman. If you around this bitch 5'1", 5'2", 5'3", and your attitude is middle school, you giving off kid. Don't give a fuck how adult you is, kid. You better chill out. We're on that little tough shit. That's how I need to cut it too. Short women, you better chill out with all that little tough shit, fam. I ain't the one, motherfucker. I just felt like the motherfucker was the perfect shit to say. I'm talking now. My high's down, probably because I need to smoke. That might be, so this might be the third lastly, but lastly, hey, getting high while driving to work is a lot harder than getting high, than smoking on your way home. Man, I was smoking on my way to work and all that shit just fucked up. I lost some shit at work being high. Psst. Man, my high came down, I found that shit. But I'm high in traffic, pissed. Because I'm driving through and shit, and niggas slamming on brakes. And I'm like, God damn. And I be more nervous a nigga hit me than me hitting a nigga. Because you gotta have me. I got to be fucked up to do that. I got to be fucked up. Something got to go wrong. So, after all that shit, I end up hitting my pen while coming home, oh, so relaxing. That R&B was R&B-ing. Oh, baby. Sometimes you cheat yourself. Being intoxicated and no, being inebriated. Being any briated. Woo. You shouldn't do. You definitely shouldn't do. Please don't. For my life, me driving home high. Ooh, baby. That was a feel. That was definitely a feel. It was very, very nice. Very, very nice. And on the E-way. And my shit came on. That Sir Alone. Every night alone. Ooh, that John Redcorn, nigga. I was hitting them corners. I was talking that East Side shit to myself. So yeah. It felt good. And very understanding. And the second lastly. Once you force, and force is the correct term, and if people feel away, feel away. Once you force people to adult, you really get to see them. I'm noticing that the effort that I put in is not reciprocated. It rarely is. Is it anything to get upset over? No, it's not. It's just you just have to see what you, who you are and what trait you're building up. And that's the most important. A lot of times people can't do the shit that they ask for. They ask you for or the shit that they would receive from you wholeheartedly. Choose you. Wholeheartedly choose you. That's just something that I have. I'm always choosing me. And let me break down what choosing me is. Choosing me means what? It's a good trait. I don't want anybody to think it's arrogant or it's selfish. It's a good trait. Because sometimes you choose another person and then they play with you. And before I start getting play, like that's the, if I have a pet peeve, and this is just me being transparent with you, and you can play with it if you want to, you can do however you want to do. Once you start making me feel like I'm a sucker, I'm going to show you I'm not one. I'm going to show you I'm not one. I'm going to get the fuck out your way. Just that easy peasy lemon squeezy to keep it frank and beans. I seen that on Sir's interview. And I had some shit. This my third, lastly. And I had some shit with that. Sway asked him, when was the moment that you knew you was fucked up or you had a problem? I'm like, damn, nigga. You want a nigga to relive some hurtful shit? And a lot of people ask that shit. And I don't really think that they understand, like, that's a tough question. I'll be able to answer it, depending on the headspace I'm in. Ha, bitch. Thought you had me. But that's tough to relive a moment where you look at yourself and be like, damn, nigga, you're fucked up. You have a problem. You need to fix this. That's tough. That's tough. I had that talk with my emotions. How the way my mind is set up, the way I think. I had that talk with me. I constantly have that talk with me. Just about shit. I do. But yeah, when I seen that with Sir, I was like, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. He answered it though. And then, he just really like went on and spoke about just, a couple different things that were important. That the hell substance. It was definitely a good interview. I enjoyed it a lot. So, yeah, I'm hip to that, and I watch certain people, certain interviews. It brings me happiness. It gives me thoughts. The Sir shit was very, very dope. I suggest you check it out if you haven't. I like more so. It has to be an artist that I enjoy for me to want to go in depth with. Like Freddie Gibbs is a minute. I was searching all his interviews, just seeing about shit, and the shit just kept on. Like, and I would watch so many interviews of people that I know when they're repeating the same shit. And I'd be like, damn, all right, I ain't the only fucked up one. I thought I was. I'm not. Excuse me. Because life is just telling stories about certain instances about when you felt the way. That's all that shit is. And me, I want to be a very, very dope storyteller. And individual. Each time. But I digress. I need to put something on me belly. So this is More About Nothing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I hope I brought some enjoyment, some entertainment to your day. And if I didn't fuck your day is probably fucked up already, nigga. Do something, bitch ass nigga. What's up with it? Meet me outside.